On January 4th, 2022, we welcome you to our commission meeting. We'll open with the Pledge of Allegiance, and I've asked Deanne Survey to lead us in the pledge. What? Did I get the name right? Deanna? I did ask you. This is her last act before she goes into retirement for the county, and I'll just say, I mean, they're going to give their comments, but I'll just say she's been a wonderful asset to the Sheriff's Office and a personal friend, and is a great person. So, Deanne. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll move down to our presentations, informational items. We have some January 2022 Employee Service Awards, and we'll come off the dais and come down and let those employees be awarded for their years of service with the county, and so we'll do that now.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks so much for being here. There's a strong show of force over here. Makes us feel really great. So we go through the different departments and we try to anticipate who is not able to be here. And I look around and I know a good number of folks, but I don't know everyone. So help us know if we need help. So we do have first the attorney's office. And Stephanie Pitcher is celebrating 5 years. But I don't think she's here. I know Stephanie. Okay. So when you see her, tell her many congratulations. We're grateful for her work. And then celebrating 15 years from the attorney's office, Stacy Hutsley. Ah, very good. Come on up, Stacy. And who here knows things to say about Stacy?
I could say something.
Awesome.
Hi. Hi, Stacy.
That's all I was gonna say.
So Stacy has spent a lot of time. She's been here since before I've been here and been working with Troy's office and been on our victim advocates for a long time. And now I think you recently did you not move? You oh. Well, that's just shot my whole credibility down.
You can tell us about yourself.
All right, but here's what Troy would like me to say, all right? She is amazing, a top-notch employee. She's one of those employees that gets everything done on time or early with the highest level of professionalism, and she can do anything we ask her to do in the prosecutor's office. We recently switched her. See, I knew you'd switched assignments. I just got confused with that. We recently switched her from a specialty court case manager to paralegal, and the prosecutors over here are already raving about her performance as a paralegal, which is not surprising because of how well she did as a case manager for the specialty courts. She is highly skilled and professional. So, thank you.
Okay, from library, there are two who are not able to attend, but they also have 15 years of service here in Davis County, Tammy Boror and Judy Butler, if you know them or see them. Then from facilities, we have recognition, 15 years of service by John DeRose, and he couldn't make it. Okay, look at that, a DeRose and a Rose. Thank you, Lane. Okay, then there's a whole bunch from the Sheriff's Office. So we're celebrating 5 years of service with Stephen Simpson. to be able to. All right, come on up, Stephen.
Maybe only celebrating 5 years, but it's really more like, I don't know, 18, close to 20 probably. He's worked for the sheriff's office off and on. So every time he's left, he's come back. So we must be doing something better than the other agencies, I guess. He brings with that a lot of experience from those other departments, and we're very lucky to have him. He's really done a great job for our patrol division, and we're happy that you've stayed for 5 years. Let's get that 20 in. So.
Okay, so that sets a great precedent. If there are more years than I'm seeing, then you for sure need to speak up so we can honor you. Yeah, right. Because the next one, also from the sheriff's office, with 5 years of service, Michael Lee.
I'm Lieutenant Brian Gurr. Mike Lee, he came to us 5 years ago, and he came with 9 years previous experience with Salt Lake County Sheriff's Office and Unified Police. So he finally, he made a better decision and came up to Davis County and joined us. He spends most of his time lately down in Bountiful Court, and he represents us very well down there. Mike, if you know Mike, is very professional and just always represents us well and does a great job for us. So appreciate everything that he does.
Okay. We have someone who has served for 15 years in the Sheriff's Office of Davis County, Megan Reed.
Megan does a wonderful job. She transferred to patrol from corrections few years ago. She's one of our first transition to LEO non-medics. She's done an excellent job for us in patrol. I've heard nothing but good things about her from corrections prior to her coming over. She also does our NOVA, which is in lieu of the DARE program with all the local county schools for us. She just does a great job. We can't say enough good things about Megan. Anything you ask her to do, she does very well. So thanks for sticking for 15 years, and we appreciate you. All right, and then let's see. We're so thankful for one who cannot be with us from the sheriff's office, Vicki Jones, 15 years. Good for her. All right. And then today, our longest serving member in the county, having served for 20 years and retiring on January 15th, Deanne Survey.
Hi, my name's Captain Boydston with the Sheriff's Office over in the Corrections Division, and I'm so excited to be able to announce Lieutenant Servey and the great job she's done for the Sheriff's Office. Lieutenant Servey has spent most of her career in the Corrections Division, and she was promoted very early on in her career, just after 5 years, to a sergeant. She served as our PIO, so you probably saw her all over the news, KSL, KUTV. She was always so bubbly with the media and so highly recognizable. She then promoted to lieutenant and returned back to the Corrections Division, where she will retire after 20 years. And she's been so involved with everything at the Sheriff's Office, trunk or treat, community engagement, just a great resource for the Sheriff's Office. She has an energetic personality and always has a smile on her face. And after 20 years, she looks forward to her retirement and getting to spend more time with her grandkids and hunting with her husband. So you'll be able to follow her on social media. She has quite a few posts and probably going to be an influencer. So make sure you follow her on social media. Yes.
Do you mind if I get a picture with you?
Yeah.
Like, Captain?
Yes.
This is really fun part of every month. Thanks you so much for coming today and supporting each other. We sure appreciate everyone in this county. You do great work. Have a great day. Happy New Year. And if, you can be excused.
All right, we'll move on to our next informational item, notice to engage in contract negotiations. Curtis.
Yes, commissioners, you have before you a notice to engage in contract negotiations with Provox Systems, Inc. This is for meeting management software that will be implemented throughout the county.
Curtis. Now move on to our public comments. Anybody from the public that would like to make a statement? We have 3 minutes. Rhonda. Nothing? What?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Not a thing?
Are they on recess? Let's get out there. Christmas break?
Make something up.
All right.
Okay. So just so you know, we'll give you 6 minutes next meeting.
Very good. We'll move on then. Any other people from public comments? Yes, okay. We'll move on to our business and action items. From the assessor's office, Assessor Lisa Manning. I'm still getting used to that, by the way.
I'm Lisa Manning, I'm the assessor, and this is a ratification of the contract for Jorgensen Appraisals. Lagoon Amusement Park supplied us with an appraisal for their appeal, and we don't have anyone in our office with the expertise to be able to analyze that. So we reached out to Kerry Jorgensen, who does have the expertise in amusement appraising, and he is doing a review of the appraisal so that we know how to proceed with the appeal.
The payable amount is $855 beginning 12/20/2021 to 12/31/2021.
And just curious, is this a local business person?
Yeah, he's down in Sandy.
Oh, fantastic.
I make a motion that we approve the ratification of the contract with Jorgensen Appraisal.
Second.
All right, I have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. All right, moving on to Community and Economic Development, Director Kent Anderson. Kent. Nice beard, Kent.
Thank you, Commission. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Mr. Chair. Thank you.
Yeah.
You have for your consideration today four items. Item number two is an approval of the December 14th, 2021 summary list of RV rental agreements with the Legacy Event Center, terms receivable in the amount of $416.96, beginning 11-18-2021 to 11-28-2021. Item number three, approval of the December 15th, 2021 summary list of low-dollar contracts with the Legacy Event Center. Terms receivable in the amount of $5,397.76, beginning 11-4-2021 to 12-18-2021. Item number four, approval with the contract with Cheyenne Twitchell to assist the tourism team in digital marketing efforts, primarily specific to the discoverdavis.com website. Terms payable in the amount of $5,500, beginning 2-1-2022 to 12-31-2022. And item number five is an approval and amendment to the standard service provider contract agreement with Resource Consultants. They are assisting us with monitoring compliance of HUD requirements for the Community Development Block Grant. Terms payable in the amount of $74,420, beginning 12-1-2021 to 6-30-2022. This is an increase of $26,150.
Very good. Thank you. I move approval of items 2 through 5 as presented.
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. All right. Facilities Director Lane Rose. Lane.
Commission, for your consideration, item number 6 is an amendment with our architectural service agreement for CRSA. They are architect on the Memorial Courthouse. This is for some additional construction administration due to the extended construction schedule on the Memorial Courthouse. Additional 4 months right now. So they're requesting about an additional $3,000 a month for those services. So it's payable in amount of $12,664.75. Beginning 1-4-22, ending 9-30-2022.
Very good.
Yep, seems like everything's taking a little bit longer because
yeah.
of time. I mean, everything's taking longer.
It is. Things are happening over there. Windows showed up. They're getting installed. Things
oh,
are
good.
The supply chain, basically. Things.
So now, with the windows able to go on, they can start with more of the interior, right?
Yeah, you don't want to seal up, or you don't want to put interior finishes with water and wind and things that can affect those until the windows are installed. So that was a big key.
It seems like they've done a lot in the on the property outside, huh? While they were waiting for those windows,
site concrete's been going in. They've heated the ground with heaters just to keep that process going. So that's been good.
Wow. Yeah, that is good. To get creative, huh? Thank you, Lane. I move approval of item 6.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. All right, moving on to informational systems. Mark Langston, Director.
Thank you, Commissioners, and Happy New Year also. Item number 7 is a ratification of a master agreement with NOBE4. It's for a security and awareness training software for our county. It's a payable in the amount of $46,797.75, beginning December 22nd of 01 and going till March 22nd of 2025. Item number 8 is ratification of a contract with Sandy Solutions for the replacement of one of our Nutanix nodes. It's an upgrade there. The amount is $259,000, beginning 12-21 of 21 to 12-21 of 2024. Item number 9 is also ratification of a contract with Sandy Solutions for the software maintenance of all of our nodes. It's for $11,000 annually, beginning 12-21 of 21 and going till 12-21 of 22. We're asking for an approval of amendment contract with Solutions 2 to extend our Motorola Spillman server maintenance for one more year till it's migrated out and combined. That is for $13,600 beginning January 4th of 22 to go to January 4th of 23. We're asking for also for an approval of a contract with Computech for the Adlumum software, which is also in a event management, security management software. That is $83,834 beginning 1-4-22, going to 1-31-23.
Great. I just have one question. What is a node? These node.
It would be like a server. Okay. It's we have a node. We actually buy equipment and we identify logical servers. So a node would be a rack full of disk drive, CPU processing, memory, and we make that into servers.
But, yeah, that's interesting. That's kind of what I thought it was.
I'll make a motion that we approve items 7 through 11 presented to us by Mark Langston.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, Sheriff's Office, Kelly Spark, Sheriff. It's good to have you up, Kelly.
Thank you, Commissioners. Glad to be with you today. We have 7 items for you. Item number 12 is approval of a training reimbursement agreement with Jonathan Black for law enforcement certification training. Payable amount is $16,355. This establishes an agreement with the employee that can be satisfied by the employee working for the county for 2 years, or in lieu of that, paying back a prorated amount of those funds. Item number 13 is approval to donate money that has been found at the Sheriff's Office to the Safe Harbor Crisis Center, and that's an amount of $82.73. Item number 14 is ratification of an amendment to the contract for medical services at the jail with Wasatch Correctional Medical Services. That extends that annual contract, which normally would have expired at the end of the year, extends it to 6/30 of 2022. And then item number 15 is ratification of the amendment to extend the contract with Garrett Dental Services with an additional cost increase. So the terms payable are $125 an hour for those dental services, or $625 a week, whichever is greater, and that extension also goes until 6/30 of 2022. Item number 16 is approval of contract with N&J Inc. doing business as Liberty Towing to be considered as part of our towing rotation through our dispatch center. And the terms of that agreement are July 1st of 2021 to June 30th of 2022. Item 17 is approval of the 2023 per capita grant application guidelines, which is presented to the Bureau of Emergency Medical Services. That is a receivable beginning July 1st of 2022. We don't know the amount as of yet. I think last year it was just a little under $5,000. And then item 18 is ratification of the addendum to a quote from Cellbrite for services to extract data from cell phones as part of our investigation services. And that is payable in the amount of $4,700 beginning October 21st of 2021 and extending through October 20th of 2022.
And I just have one question. The contracts for the medical and the dental that were extended, is that because there will be some sort of an RFP for them?
We are in the process of doing an RFP to renegotiate those services.
That's what I thought.
And so we are just
extending. That's great. Thank you.
Out of curiosity, how many towings will happen in a given year? Do you have any idea?
Sorry, I can get that number for you, but off the top of my head, I don't know. Yeah, a lot. Yeah, we have contracts with quite a few.
That's why I was curious how quickly. I'll make a motion we approve items 12 through 18 that was presented to us by the sheriff.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, moving on, Sheriff. Down to our consent items.
I'll make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes from November 16th, 21, as presented to us.
And I will second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And also approve the work meeting minutes from December 6th, 2021, December 7th, 2021, 14th, 2021, and the December 20th, 2021.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye. I move we recess to the Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Commissioners, you have on your property tax register for today, under auditor adjustments for appeals, you have a report with various approved appeals. You have $1 million adjustment or greater than $1 million adjustment. And then you have hearing findings for 12 different hearings recommended for approval and denial, 10 for denial, 2 for approval. Under abatements, you have a report with 4 abatements on it for late application. And then under corrections, you have 2 recommended corrections. Under assessor adjustments, you have assessor-initiated corrections. You have a report with various recommended corrections totaling $1,770,136.
Thank you. I move approval of the property tax register for January 4th.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And I move we reconvene commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, on to commissioner comments. Anybody, real quick, though, anybody from staff would like to make any comments? Okay, well, Commissioner Kamalu?
Oh, my goodness, I didn't have time to find something.
That's okay. That's
not a problem, Lori. All right. I don't want to let anyone down, but I'll just wish everyone a very happy new year.
Commissioner Stevenson?
Yeah, I'd just like to make note today that today is Haven Barlow's 100th birthday.
Oh, wow.
I think everybody pretty well knows who Haven is, the longest-serving legislator in state history from Davis County, Layton area, and at one time was Senate president, and he is celebrating 100 years today.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, I don't have any comments, so this meeting is adjourned.